When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's full moon edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the brand new 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch in the headers. What do we call it?
Do you want me to speak now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't you going to introduce me?
No. Well, yeah, but I figured you'd just chime in and say yes or no.
I did, but I get this sort of look like, well, no, you haven't been introduced, so.
Oh, no, the look was, I haven't introduced you yet, but I want you to speak.
So okay, well,
we're
no.
We're still getting to know each other around here. You know, he doesn't know all the looks. All right. It was not the hairy eyeball. Go ahead.
I'm going to bring in my Polaroid so I can capture those looks.
Eyes, and then you'll know.
Yeah, you know, put a little caption underneath. That way I'll know. Yes, you described it perfectly to stream the program. You just want to look for that little link that's right above the header on the homepage of 1150 KKNW. You click that.
It says listen and watch, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show.
It's so easy.
Yeah, and woohoo! It is a beautiful, sunny Sunday morning here in the Great Pacific Northwest. And speaking of sunshine, I have Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
That would be me. Good morning, Martha.
You're feeling kind of sunny, right?
Hey, I like it.
Yeah.
Whenever
it beautiful?
I can get up and drive over here and have to wear my sunglasses and put the visor down as
That's
I come
cool,
across
huh?
the lake, that
That's
is
cool.
really cool.
That's
Very
cool.
cool.
Hey, and did you see that big blue moon? No, it's not a blue moon. Huge full moon. It's supposed to be the closest full moon of the
yeah.
year.
I did not
night.
See it, but I've been reading about it.
Yeah, I didn't see it when it was at its largest, because when it's lower in the sky, it's larger, but because it has to get up above the trees for me to see it. But I did see it last night. I went out and looked at it.
And we should have clearer skies tonight and tomorrow before the next storm rolls in.
Yeah, yeah. So pay attention to the full moon early in the evening when it's
yeah.
coming up, because it's supposed to be
huge.
Really huge. Yeah. There you go. All right. Speaking of sunshine and full moons, I don't know what full moons have to do with it. I guess sunshine is a better
I'm glad you said full
yes.
moons.
Full moons, yeah. What an image now. Don't go. Just stop it.
Okay. I'm
Anybody
not sure.
Anybody else that's there, just stop it. Except isn't it fun? You know, they say a good belly laugh every day is really good for your health.
That's right.
Okay, well, that's why you come to Animal World on Sundays, because we usually provide that.
We do what we can.
Yeah, we do. All right. Anyway, for whatever reason I said that, I was getting to the point that there are other folks here as well.
There are.
Which, the bright, smiling face, call screener number one, Kathy, is here. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning, Martha.
And she's in
good
the studio.
Good to be here.
Yeah, she's in the studio with us.
In.
And then in the private studio on the other side of the glass in her own little world would be call screener number two. That would be Aji. Morning, Aj. Opsie.
Yep. You got to press the button.
So let's see if she knows what button to press. Apparently not. Okay, Mike's going to go press the button for her. Now, we'll wait.
That's okay, Aji. I've forgotten to press buttons, too.
Okay. She's looking at him like, what? I'm supposed to do what? Oh, this is too funny.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So now Mike will come back, and now we'll see if And then, now Mike, he's got that grimace on his face. So talk, Aji. There's no talking on Aji.
Oh.
Isn't that?
Oh, no.
Does somebody turn something off that's supposed to be? Sometimes they do that. And now, Aj, can you hear me? Yeah, okay. All right, well, now say something.
Hello.
Hey,
wow.
there she is. All right, now, it is a full moon, so...
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, good morning, Aj. It's a full moon, so we just excuse whatever goes wrong, full moon energy. And I'll tell you, this is a full moon, that's what messed this up. However, this is just a little side talk, and Radio Land, just don't listen. But that's why you guys have to be back in the studio at least 5 minutes before we go to air so that Mike can check the levels and make sure those little bugs are worked out. But since you guys were MIA, he couldn't check the levels. Because we get here way early, folks. But
we do.
Then we have other things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're girls, so you never know. Sometimes that we're just everywhere.
It's always good to have a checklist.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys Mike needs to check the levels prior to airtime.
Right.
And so we didn't have time to do that.
Okay.
Because the girls were, like I said,
But we just did.
But we just did.
On the air.
See, now you know. See, so because, there are other people in here in the studio, and they do weird things to Mike's controls over there. And they're supposed to leave them the way they found them, and they're all, but sometimes they just aren't. Isn't that correct?
We have a term in the biz called zeroing the board.
Yeah.
And what that means is that you kind of set everything back to the default levels, which is a great idea in theory, but it hardly ever happens because people, as a rule, don't think about the next shift.
Right.
And since we're automated overnight, one of the first things that I do when I come in is I look at the board and make sure we're set up. But unfortunately, today we weren't able to do our voice check from Studio 3B.
So you see, we do. Oh, is that what it is? Is that three? Oh,
I just make this stuff up as I go along.
Wow, you mean that studio has a number and a letter? I never knew that. Go
but it could.
After 8 years, it could.
Yeah.
Well, how could it be three? Because where this is, we want it. It should be two. Or it should be 1B, if this is 1. Never mind, we'll have to...
Mike's just being creative.
Yes, yes. We'll vote on it later.
Well, yeah, but see, then if he my left brain's going to jump on that. If it's 3B, well, then what happened to 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B, and 3A? Hello?
Yeah. Seems to be... There needs to be some order in the universe.
Well, you're an order sort of guy.
I am.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because he called it. He said, where are those girls? We need a sound check. And, of course, they're nowhere to be found.
I know.
Hmm.
Errands to run.
Yeah, yeah.
Things to do.
It's all part of the fun. Live radio.
Yeah, that's fun.
So anyway, we want to make sure and thank you for being here, Kath, and let everybody know that next week, next Sunday is Mother's Day, and we'll all be here. Except we hinted at this last week, Kathy. Thanks to her husband, her son is taking her out to breakfast at her favorite place to go to breakfast. So she's having a really special Mother's Day. So Kathy won't be with us next week. She'll be off having Mother's Day.
Probably. Sounds good. Sounds like fun.
Very much deserved.
But Aji will be
always
here.
Deserved.
Very much deserved.
Yeah.
Mothering is hard duty.
So by next Sunday, there won't be any full moon, Aj, and it'll only be you. So if there ain't no sound check, it's going to be your fault.
Oh, I'll be here.
Oh, no, that's not true. Because Kathy will be away. She won't be here. She'll be at Mother's Day. So it'll be her fault. Because
right.
That's our deal.
That's
right.
If you're part of the family and you're not here, something goes wrong, it's your fault.
It's
so, Kath, there you go. That's your Mother's Day present.
Okay.
So you better make sure that Aji's on board.
You know, there's nothing different from here as in at home. If I'm not at home, you know, it's
if you're
like
not
mom's
there, it's
always,
your fault. It's always mom's fault.
Yeah, oh, and you're always picking up after others.
Geez.
As dismal as that sounds.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Okay.
Too many big kids in this world.
All right. Well, let's see. We're all giggly because that's because it's blue sky.
The sun does that to you.
Woo-hoo.
And the full moon.
And I should say we kind of rushed into program time because the last few weeks. Well, actually, it's been a while. We have our birds of prey showing up with messages outside the window, and we have yet to absolutely identify what they actually are. And we keep saying we're going to bring binoculars. Well, and I got here and was, you know, setting out my stuff, and I was just getting ready to brag. I said, you don't want to brag. It's just not a cool thing to do spiritually, you know, and karma can nab you right. And so for me, you know, it wasn't even out of my mouth because I was going to say, guess what I remembered today? You know, it was like, oh, crap. I did remember to bring my binoculars, but they had fallen out of my radio bag in the car. So I knew if I left them in the car, see, that opens the door for those birds. They'd show up here, and I'd have to be saying, oh, I left my... Anyway, so I ran back down to the car just before airtime.
And we are now equipped.
And we are now equipped. So those birds show up, man, we're going to know who they are. We're going to check them tail feathers out, and we'll see. So
I can hardly wait.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. We better ask. Let's ask them. Hey, come on, show up.
Yeah, they're not early birds. They like to show up around, 11 o'clock or so.
Yeah, yeah.
At least that's been their pattern. Although I take that back. I was here, it was a couple weeks ago, right at dusk, and there were...
at dusk they were
there. There were two red tails out there.
Well, that won't help us today. Now, see, Mike thinks they're red tails.
Oh, I'm convinced they're red tails.
Yeah, Mike's convinced they're red tails. I'm not. But on the other hand, we don't really... Usually when they're eagles, we see the white head or the white tail, and it seems to me juvenile eagles are all dark. But it's really the unless they're large juveniles from last year's batch that haven't turned yet. And technically, I'm not sure when they turn, but I think they turn by the time they're a year old. But
Something like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was by about. So anyway, we don't know.
Yeah, and we may have several visitors.
Well, yeah,
we've seen a pair, we've seen singles, and for sure we saw that one single bald eagle, but I haven't seen him or her since.
Yeah,
which is too bad.
All the birds that since I've been here and doing the show, all the birds of the predator species, you know, the birds of prey that have come to visit outside the window that I've identified have been bald eagles. That's why but on the other hand, well, never mind. We got binoculars. If they show up. So whoever you are, show up, please. And come right to the window so we can, you know, look at. So, you know, show us your butts. Show us your heads. We need to look. There we go. Okay. Besides talking to the birds day, it is. Can you believe it? It's the first Sunday in May already.
That's right.
Wow.
Day after Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is kind of low energy compared to May Day around here. Good thing we're not in downtown Seattle, huh?
Disturbing.
Wasn't it?
Because it seems like it's becoming a trend now. I mean, certainly everybody has the right to organize and to march and to protest, but gosh, when it turns to vandalism.
Who are these guys?
You just lose all credibility.
Suits that turn up out of nowhere just to cause trouble. What's up with them?
Yeah. Adrenaline junkies just looking for a fix. What a shame.
Yeah, and who knows what they're even protesting anyway.
Yeah, well, it totally discredits what the organizers of the real protests are trying to do, who are normally, you know, peaceful and just want to, you know, get their word out. And these anarchists, as they've been described, are not part of the organized march. They just like to jump in and create some havoc and look for confrontation.
Well, you know what? It just makes it obvious that they be going to come back for a lot more lifetimes because they just aren't getting it yet.
They haven't figured it out, that's for sure.
They have not figured it out yet, so they be coming back. And one of my new mantras related to that is when a desire or something comes up and it's kind of like, not worth coming back for. I'm working on it. I want to clean up my act and be out of here, you know. So anyway, you know, and well, don't they know May Day, you're supposed to be taking flowers to people. You're not supposed to be destroying things.
Right.
Didn't they read the book?
Well, May Day also has a history of being labor rights and recognition day. So that's been the tradition as well as recently it's also a recognition of immigrants' rights and presence. Which is still, you know, a fair statement. Everybody gets to voice their opinion.
Yeah, they sure mucked that all up.
Well, and again, it wasn't the organizers of the marchers.
Right, right. It's these people in black suits that show up just to cause trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, karma can be a mother dog. You know that.
That's right.
And they're getting the attention they want.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but.
Slow news day. The media just jumps all over it. And, of course, a lot of their initial reporting is so inaccurate, just trying to make something out of nothing.
Fortunately, I don't think there were any animals involved. No animals harmed during this protest. Is that right?
I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah.
Did you see that interview with the family in Seattle who were at a coffee shop? And they had their baby with them, brand new baby. And I guess their car was vandalized. And they took the little baby and interviewed it, basically put the baby out in front of them and said, the baby was, as though the baby were talking, she said, please don't occupy my car seat. Don't occupy my car seat.
Well, that brings up another thing, too. I mean, it is my personal opinion from what I know about soul development in new human bodies. It isn't a great idea to be taking those wee ones out into this energy that young, because they are much more sensitive to that sort of stuff. And I'd be doing a lot of clearing on that little one if I were involved, because that's a heck of a lot of energy to have all around you, especially when it affected them that closely.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason why, you know, moms are supposed to stay home with the baby for quite a while. That applies to little animals as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And I got to pipe in here. Moms and dads staying home with the infant.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. My favorite plan is mom takes maternity leave and stays home for the first, I don't know, 2-3 months or however long they get. And then when she goes back to work, dad takes paternity leave because they give that now. And then now not all companies do that.
Right.
Because I suggested that to my niece and nephew when they had their new baby this last year, and he wasn't able to do that. It was a great idea, but his company
did. It's so healthy for everybody, particularly the child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, we're all on board there. Mm-hmm. Well, heck, we're 17 minutes into the show, and we're
having too much fun.
I know. Well, you know, is it because on the last show of the month, last week, is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, and there's always so much to do. We can't fool around. We just have to stay on track.
Get going, yeah.
But, you know, when there isn't a definitive plan until later in the show.
We're at our leisure on the first Sunday of the month.
Yeah, we got to provide those
still,
labs, too.
Yeah,
so anyway, let's see. It is the first Sunday. That's what got me started. It's the first Sunday of May. So that means it's a behavior training and healing Sunday with me and you and all of that. So that's what it is today. And I've got a bunch of stuff. I've got an update on the Diamond pet food recall. To tell you about first off. Then I've got we've got a Happening Today event we'll get to right away. And then a lot of follow-up, some animals in the news, very little of generic animals in the news. The vast majority of animals in the news is all good news. Woohoo, that's nice to know. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to that throughout the show. I have... we're going to need that woo-woo music ready because I've got major report on the G-Man Red Dragon story. And you know next week is May 13th, Mother's Day. And if you've been paying attention, I have details for that. Kathy conveniently is not going to be here. It's just too off the cliff for her. No.
That's not true.
But, you know, spirit works in strange ways. So there you go. And let's see. Then by popular request, we are going about 10:30. We're going to talk to Dee and Willa, our incredible ladies of the high desert of Arizona. If you don't know who they are, then you're going to have to go to MarthaNorwalk.com, back to the audio archives, and pick up the shows since we started having them on the air last summer. Because they're just incredible women, and their stories and their history and stuff is amazing. And they do animal rescue, and they're in the high desert. And then because of their animal rescue work and all that they're doing, and all the fires were threatening to burn up the high desert last summer, and we had to help them get money to move them and all their animals off the mountain and back, and everybody else that was up there that had problems. And then the floods came in, and we were dealing with that. And then at some point in the fall, Willa was badly chewed up by one of her rescue dogs, and we left her in the hospital chewed up. And so I had calls from listeners saying, hey, you know, even though you told us everything's okay, you know, we'd like to hear from them. Because we sort of left Willa in the hospital. But, I mean, she's not, and we didn't But there you go. So anyway, we'll be talking to Will and Dee, and I'll tell you more about them as we go on. But they're just really, I'll hold all of that. I'll tell you about them later. So let's see, where do I start?
How about mentioning what the deal is on phone calls today so people know?
Oh, that's a very good. Thank you, Aji. See, that's the reason why I have you people around. Keep me on track. It is behavior overall. It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. So we will be updating Dee and Willa, but I'll also be focusing on the kind of the behavior and a healing stuff later, because I've got some Pleckner stuff to talk to you about related to my cats as the show goes on and all of that. But overall, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and that means it is the day that I will take your phone calls and answer your questions, because after all, I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer with like 45 years of professional experience, and I'm actually pretty good at what I do, even though I goof around here on Sundays. But I would love to hear from you, and I'm happy to answer your behavior training or healing questions or, you know, comments or whatever you want to talk about. So phone lines will be open for the entire show, and phone calls do take priority. So if there is something you want to know about behavior training or healing wise, call us, you know, before 10:30, because about 10:30 is when Dee and Willa will probably be done with chores and will be calling us to let us know they're able to talk on the show. And then I'll keep them on as long as we got something good to talk about, you know, and there aren't any phone calls and stuff, or depending on where we are and how much stuff I've gotten done by that time. But either call in before or you can call in after Dee and Willa. Now, let me give you phone numbers also, because the other thing I need to remember to mention is that our wonderfully generous advertisers and longest-term sponsors, Designing Health, makers of Missing Link, for our animal...
Bless you.
Thank you. Wonderful product, Missing Link, for our animal friends. Provides what's missing in processed and cooked foods. And if you can only afford to feed the crummier versions of food, especially if you shop in the grocery store for your animal friends, you need to add Missing Link, because it provides what's missing in the lower quality or the processed or cooked foods. And pay attention, because when the Designing Health Missing Link ad runs during the show, I will give you the Missing Link word of the day. And as soon as you hear that, then that's your cue to pick up your phone and call Aji and tell her the word of the day. And you can win a free bag of Missing Link. And it's at least a month's supply. And you have the choice of the ultimate cat formula if you're a cat person, or you can choose one of the dog formulas, which is either the skin and coat formula or the hip and joint formula. And the hip and joint formula having glucosamine and so forth for the joints and so forth. So remember that. Now, I'm going to give you phone numbers, so jot them down. You will have them if you have a question, behavior training or healing question that you want to get through to me. Also, you can send your questions or comments to us via email. I'll give you the live email address as well. But keep the phone numbers handy when you hear the Missing Link word of the day, so you can call in and get your free Missing Link. All right, local phone number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And then if you want to shoot us an email during the show, we do get it here. But if it involves a question, send it early enough during the show that Mike has time to get it, print it, give it to me, and I have time to read it and answer you on the air. The email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you send an email to the Contact Martha link on the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, I won't get it until I get home. And I can't answer you when I get home. Now, you can call me, my home office number, but if you want me to get it on the air, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Okay. I think we've about covered the basics, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see here. All right. Let's regroup on this Diamond pet food recall. It has been expanded. and it involves several of their dry food products, Diamond Puppy Formula, and that's like a big blue bag with a pink square on it, the Chicken Soup for Dog Lovers dry food brand, and for Pet Lover Soul Adult Light Formula, several batches, and the Diamond Lamb and Rice Formula, a bunch of different batches. Now, what's unusual here, for more details on what actually has been recalled, I'm going to give you their website here in a moment, but a little blurb in the paper. I didn't realize, a lot of times when these press releases come out, it doesn't really tell you why they're being recalled. Now, usually when a dry pet food like this gets recalled, it's because it has contaminated grain in it, like with aflatoxin, which if the animals eat it, it makes them sick and, you know, in a rare case, kills them. But usually it just makes them sick. But it's usually because of aflatoxin and the grains being affected. But what I didn't realize until I read this little blurb in the paper, that's not what preempted this recall. Get this. Federal health officials say at least 14 people in 9 states have been infected with salmonella by handling tainted dog food. So it's being recalled because it's salmonella and it's affecting humans. The CDC said no deaths have been reported, thank goodness, but 5 people were hospitalized. The pet food was made at Diamond Pet Food Plant in Gaston, South Carolina. The affected states are Missouri, North Carolina, Ohio, Alabama, Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Virginia.
And how was it spread to the workers? Just by handling?
Handling tainted dog food.
Wow.
And it wasn't workers. It's dog owners feeding their dogs.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is a little bit different, and that's why, just because those are the states mentioned, doesn't mean that it isn't happening in our states or other states that you're hearing this show in. But if you do feed Diamond Foods, Diamond Dry Foods, and the brands I have in the press release here are the Diamond Puppy Formula, the Chicken Soup for the Pet Lover's Soul Adult Light Formula, and Diamond Lamb Meal and Rice Formula. And here's the website that you can go to find out the numbers and dates you have to look for on the package to know if you've got one of the ones being recalled. www.diamondpetrecall.com. Diamondpetrecall.com. Okay, everybody got that?
Yep.
Nodding. Okay, we're good on that. All right, how about a happening today? And just in case you love garage sales, and especially those that help the animals, Charlie's Guardian Angels fundraising garage sale was yesterday and today. Today it's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm going to give you the address. There is no website to go check it out. So if you want to go to this garage sale to help Charlie's Guardian Angels, 11 to 5 today, write this address down. It's 1827 North 167th Street in Shoreline, 1827 North 167th Street in Shoreline, and it's today from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay. Next follow-up. I want to put out another shout-out to one of our regular long-term animal listeners. We all know Carlene, and I put a shout-out to her, I think, 2 weeks ago, because she'd had some personal trauma in her life, and we heard about it on Robin's show, Mystic Radio, and Robin and I talked about it again here on the air. Well, we put out a little fundraising plea to get a little money for her. We didn't hear from anybody else, but Carlene, if you're listening, Robin and I have together come up with a little bit of money we'd like to share with you. But I can't get it to you unless you call me. And, you know, I don't have any way to get a hold of you. So, Carlene, if you're out there, give us a call. And, you know, it can be private and just talk to Aji or Kathy or call me. You know how to call me at my home office. But I need to know how to rendezvous with you or something so I can give you what. And it's coming personally from me and Robin. So because we said we'd help you and we are. So
What are you raising your hand for, Aj?
I'm saying I am too.
Oh, you want to kick something in? Okay, so Ajie wants to kick something in too. Oh, Kathy says she wants to kick something in too. Okay, so me and Robin and Kathy and Ajie wanna give you some dollars to help you recover from your stuff being burned. So a lot of her stuff got burned up, folks, maliciously by someone who thought she was someone else, and it just wasn't a nice story. Anyway, we want to help. So Carlene, give us a call or call me at my home office so that we can arrange to get you what we have for you. All right. That makes me feel good. Okay. Well, so how about... Oh.
You're giving me yet another new look. I'm definitely bringing in a Polaroid.
Yeah.
But I know what this look is for. So.
Oh, well, see, then you know what the look is.
Yeah. But I want to have a collection
of Martha looks. Martha looks.
And okay. I'll write a little caption underneath one.
Well, yeah,
underneath.
Because before we can be radio spouses, you need to know all the radio looks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But this look is, oh, how about we be on time? See, because that doesn't happen very often. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors right now. And then when we come back, we're not going anywhere. We're staying right where we are. I expect you to stay here, too, because this is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So you need to listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and stay tuned, because then we'll come back with some more follow-up and get to the animals in the news, best good news about animals. And remember, I'd be going off the cliff at some point. You just don't know when. I got amazing stuff to tell you. Woo! Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you're home cooking for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole-natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, a little cool water, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link comes in a couple of formulas for dogs. It comes in a cat formula, in a bird formula, and a horse formula. And did you know it eliminates excessive shedding problems in dogs and eliminates hairball problems in cats? And it is a fabulous product. So I want you to ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or ask your veterinarian. They can get it for you, too. Or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And heads up, now's the time to pick up your phone, because the Missing Link word of the day that will win you your choice of Missing Link for free is Blue Sky.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150. Got it? Cool.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening on this beautiful Sunday morning. I'm Martha Norwalk. In case you don't know, this is Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And how about we do a little Animals in the News follow-up? A few interesting things. I think we'll save this for next week. Too, but a write-up in the Seattle Times this week on tracking pythons for clues to vanishing wildlife. It's like sometimes you just gotta wonder. And this is, of course, we're talking about the Florida Everglades, and we've talked about this a lot, that for whatever reason, you know, pythons, of course, are not native to that area, but they ended up being there. And since they've been there, of course, the native wildlife is all disappearing and it's pretty much gone. And so now, of course, we have to study why that is. It's like, oh, man, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a story of how they've been radio collaring some of these big, huge pythons, and then they follow them around and capture them. And now somehow they're going to check this. Oh, because of the... Because they've radio collared them, and it's some kind of, you know, that picks up, can tell whether they ate a little animal or a big animal and all that kind of stuff, that they're going to collect all the information. Of course, the snake has to die. But I think probably that's what has to, that, you know, that might be a wise thing for all of them down there because they don't belong there. But who knows? I think I'm going to put that in next week's pile so Robin and I can tune into the energy and find out what the pythons have to say, if we're supposed to eradicate them, or do we adjust and learn to live with them? Or, and are they responsible for all of this? The fact that there's like no raccoons and no coyotes and no rabbits and no cougars. I mean, everything's gone. It's like, kind of like, duh. So, all right, another follow-up here. We'll get the unpleasant follow-ups out of the way first. Now, this one is actually good news, but because it's so bad, so much bad news to start with, I couldn't put it into the new good news. Does that make sense?
It does.
Going?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and the bad news is, of course, it's been baby seal season. And it's just about done completely. And, you know, this is, of course, you know, the Canadian, mostly Canadian sealers and fishermen go out there and shoot or club these baby seals to death for their fur. the powers that be, this is coming out from the Humane Society of the United States, had hoped that perhaps this year might be the first year that it was over, because a lot of really good things have happened in the campaign, and that is, in recent years, the European Union and the Russian Federation have both joined the United States in banning trade and seal products, removing important markets for seal products. And they were hopeful that that would end the slaughter. Well, unfortunately, unfortunate. It's the Canadian government that decided to subsidize the sealing industry to the tune of $3.6 million. And the good news of that, though, is out of the quota, they were allowed to actually get 400,000 harp seal babies. They actually took less than 70,000 this year. So that's a whole lot, but it's a whole lot less than they could have. But all they're really doing is stockpiling these furs because there's no market for them anymore. So they're still working on the remainder of the market for seal products. And what you can do to really help with this is get on board to the boycott of Canadian seafood. So I don't know about you, but when I go to buy any seafood, my first question is, where does it come from? And if they say it comes from Canada, I say, sorry, I won't buy it because they kill baby seals. Okay, and that's the one thing that you really can do. But so the good news of this is that they only got 70,000 this year instead of 400,000. And the season is just about over. And the hopefully better news is that maybe with the boycott combined with the efforts of groups like the Humane Society of the United States, they will put this puppy to bed forever and we'll just quit killing baby seals.
Yeah, and hopefully there's just no market for their goods.
Yeah.
Because that's just awful. It's disgusting what they do. It's barbaric.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I watched online a video of you know, this, and even though they cut out right at the last minute, it still makes you absolutely sick to your stomach.
Yeah, totally.
It's as bad or worse than the killing of the dolphins and all. It's just some of these things we just don't, you know, we're better than that. We don't need to be doing this anymore, and it needs to stop, period. So hopefully it will. And gosh, there was something else I was going to say, and it's just slipped out of my head. But until it comes back, or, you know, it might roll around again, until it comes back before I go on. Oh, hello. Yes. Oh, yes. Well, that's what I was going to say. Before I go on to the next story, I'll let you know that congratulations to Eve in Bothell, who is our winner. And she chose the dog skin and coat formula of Missing Link. So,
all right.
Good.
Nice
good
job, Eve.
And for those of you that think, oh, you know, there's no point in calling because everybody else is going to call, pretty much that's what everybody thinks. Mm-hmm. So it's always worth calling because you just might win. And I don't believe that, well, we don't know, but I forgot to tell, or I always forget to tell, that you can't have won a contest here on the air for the last 30 days. But we'll just assume that Eve is good. Oh, Ajie, remember to ask her.
Very good.
Very good. Okay, here's another one of those follow-ups, which is a really tough one. You remember last year in Ohio when there was the private farm? It was October 18th in eastern Ohio, the farm that had all the wild animals, the private, and the guy, you know, lost it and let all the wild animals loose to kind of, you know, give it, you know, to upset his wife, and then he killed himself. And the authorities, because they were all freaked out that, you know, of the danger, they killed 48 of the animals. And a few of them survived. And here's the follow-up. The five surviving animals, two leopards, two primates, and a bear, they have been at like a Humane Society type place or refuge since the situation, And they've been found to be free of dangerously contagious or infectious diseases. So it has been determined that they will be returned to the wife, Marion Thompson of Zanesville, Ohio. Now, when I first heard that, I thought, well, maybe that's okay because maybe that's their home and she loves them. And, the husband was basically just, giving it to her. But then I saw the documentary on it. And the quality of habitat and the environment is just trashed. It's really bad. And it has not been, those problems have not been addressed. So it's kind of that, well.
Aren't there laws?
Well, the Ohio is in the process of establishing laws now that make the holding of exotic animals illegal, but they aren't in place yet, and these animals probably wouldn't qualify with that anyway because they'd be grandfathered in. So, but the fact of the matter is that the quality of the habitat is really crummy, and that includes like holes in the fences and all that kind of stuff, and
It seems as though they would have done some kind of investigation before they placed those animals back into her custody.
Oh, they have, but they have no legal grounds to hold them and not send them back.
Jeez.
The laws aren't in place. But I'm going to put this in the save pile, and Robin and I may have a chance to get to it next week. But it'd be interesting to tune into these five animals and find out, because they could tell us, no, this is our home. That's our home, and we want to go back there, and the lesson's been learned, or whatever. They might say, we don't. Anyway, it would be interesting to tune into them and see what they have to say. Because sometimes how if you don't know any other way, a lot of people that have lived abusive lives, the abusee it becomes the abuser, and those that have lived so much. This happens a lot to people that begin to wake up spiritually and move on to a spiritual path, because life doesn't have to be difficult and awful and all of that. But if you don't know anything else but living in fear and anger and abuse and all of that, you start to get out of that, and it's like, wow, you're not comfortable. The tendency is go back to what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, it's like long-term prison inmates who've been in prison for so long. Mm-hmm. If they ever do get paroled out, they just can't handle it because it's not part of their part of their life.
Yeah.
Sad, but.
Okay, now here's not that this is an amazing story or anything. It just puts a big old question mark in my mind. Headline is No Takers for Beached Cow. Port workers in Kingston are trying to find someone to remove the dead cow that washed up on a beach. And harbor master so-and-so said workers noticed the brown and white cow washed up about 300 yards from the port office. Since then, he asked multiple agencies for help in removing the cow, which can be seen from the Kingston Ferry Terminal. The Kitsap Sun says that they're being told the cow isn't in anyone's removal area, and the Department of Agriculture officials may be able to help. And that's the story. Now, my big
so they're just going to let it rot.
Well, yeah, but I mean. So the story is, we got this dead cow that washed up, and what are we going to do with the body? But, doesn't anybody, what's missing? How did the cow get there in the first place? What's it doing washing up on the Kingston Beach? Isn't that part,
But it doesn't fall under anybody's jurisdiction, so we'll never know.
Because no one's going to source it out. It doesn't fall under any jurisdiction to remove the body, but it doesn't seem to bother anybody that there's a dead cow washing up on a Kingston Beach.
Well, we've gotten comfortable with feet showing up on the various beaches.
And it doesn't mean that there was anything wrong. I mean, maybe it just, that's true. Human feet everywhere.
It's no big deal.
We haven't figured that out. Is that bizarre what?
Beyond bizarre.
Well, if we run out of things to do next week, why don't you remind us? We'll tune into the human feet. But, come on. Doesn't anybody care why there's a dead cow? Now, maybe it just fell in the drink or something. But, maybe somebody off the cow and pushed it. But, who knows? But, don't we care why the cow's there in the first place? I don't know. It just seems to me that should be. Well, and here's another thing. Just be grateful that you live here in the Great Northwest or wherever else you are, unless you're in this area. that I'm about to talk about. I just thought, scientists sniffing out fix to South's stink bug invasion. Now just get this. On the front line of the brown, mammarated stink bug invasion, Doug Inkley was overrun. Over 9 months last year, he counted bug by bug. Get this. 56,205 in his house and garden.
Yikes.
They were everywhere.
And where is everywhere?
Well, this is in the southeast. He said, I literally have made homemade chili and had to throw it out because there were stink bugs in it. Now, he lives in, it says, Knoxville, MD. Is that MD, Maryland?
Correct.
Okay. Near the West Virginia border. I have had people refuse to come over for dinner because they knew about my stink bug problem. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't.
56,000.
I have to ask the question, what is a stink bug? I don't know what a stink bug is.
I don't think we have stink bugs out here, so I don't really know.
Aren't they like a beetle?
Yeah, they're
some
like
sort?
A little. They're like a little. I have a picture in my third eye. I can see one in my third eye. If you Google stink bug, I bet you'll come up with a pic. But I've got one in my third eye, but I can't really. It's a little beetle type thing.
I thought we did have them here.
Well, maybe we do.
You know,
but it says entomologists say the population of this invasive species from Asia appears to have cratered in the mid-Atlantic. Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee caused flooding, drowning stink bugs, and snuffing out nymphs before they could develop. But there's also bad news. The bugs have marched to the deep south. Recently, they were detected in South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, where farmers grow juicy vegetable and citrus crops that the bugs are known to destroy. It gets worse. Another type of Asian stink bug has established itself in Georgia, and it eats invasive Asian kudzu, a good thing, but the kudzu bug also eats soybeans and other lucrative Georgia legumes. So, I don't know, but I'll put that in the save pile, too, because if we, you know, just don't have anything better to do, we'll talk to the stink bugs.
Well, they appear to be very photogenic. Yeah. There's a site that has tons of pictures, and some of the comments are that they're expanding to Kansas, to Pennsylvania, so it really it may be becoming more of a bigger thing than just the Southeast.
Well, so not only will we have killer bee invasions and fire ants,
yeah,
but stink bugs are right on their tails.
Apparently, they like to eat plants.
Well, and bed bugs, too. You can't forget the bed
bugs.
Like, maybe, you know, we better start talking to these insects.
Yeah.
See what's going on with these buggers.
Head lice.
Oh my. Can you turn the screen at all? So I can't. I'll have to come around there and see. I want to see if what I got in my third eye is what they really look like. You know, I always like to check these things.
Mike, head lice?
Oh,
are these headphones
Kathy's our
checked?
Little Miss Clean, and we do wear headsets.
No,
here in the
we
studio.
We haven't had a head lice problem, and it's been at least a couple months. I'm just kidding.
I'm bringing my own headset next
but,
time.
But your point is well taken.
Along with my Windex.
Kathy was scrubbing the counters and everything here in both studios today because somebody ate something here and left a mess. And she's our little Miss Cleanup. And, of course, you know, we don't have the sophisticated, you know, a lot of like the Ryan Seacrest that do radio and stuff. They have a little special, little teeny little ear thing so it doesn't mess their hair up and stuff. We aren't that sophisticated. We have the old-fashioned big old headsets. And
community headsets,
and we all, you know, there's a bunch. We all, anyway.
now,
poor Ken, just don't even go there.
Wow, now you got me thinking about it.
Well, don't say we aren't entertaining. Folks.
That's true.
Okay, well, so we'll put insects on. And speaking of insects, it is time. I don't know if you're ready, but that kind of does it for just the general news and follow up. So, guess what that means. It's all about the best good news about animals. Woohoo! And how about that? He is ready. Woohoo! Woohoo! Ooh! Yeah! Ooh! Somehow that song is even better when it's already sunny, isn't it?
Always better.
Ooh!
Because when it's not, you're hoping.
Yeah.
And when it is, you're going,
yeah. Ooh!
It's all right.
Yeah. I do have a date with my lawnmower this afternoon. Hopefully it's dried out enough, but it looks like the weather is going to be nice for several days even. Okay, we'll see how much good news we can get in here before the top of the hour, and we'll pick it up on the other side. Speaking of insects, I put this in the good news just because it's answered my question. I've wanted to know this since the first time I experienced an invasion. But an invasion of these bugs is not like an invasion of stink bugs. But the first time it happened to me, and actually this is courtesy of a longtime friend, business friend of mine, Cisco. You know, the garden guy, Cisco Morris. He and I used to do local television together years ago and stuff. I did animals. He did garden, yard stuff. He still does. And he's just a goofball. But anyway, he's really knowledgeable and he writes good columns. Well, he answered a question. Happened to me the first time back at the farm. I walked into the house one day and looked up my ceilings, and in the corner of the room were like a ton of ladybugs. A whole bunch of them in the corners of the rooms. And then when I went into my chiropractor's office down in the Lake City area of Seattle, they had a bunch of ladybugs in the corner of their ceiling, too. Now, what the heck? And I never knew anyway. Here's the question. For the last several years, tons of ladybugs have invaded my house in late winter. How can I keep them outside? Well, that's not the answer. But anyway, the answer. Get this. In the 70s and 80s, the USDA released a type of Asian ladybug to help fight aphids and other harmful insects on farm crops in eastern Washington. The beetles unexpectedly found their way to the west side of the mountains where they flourished. In their native habitats, these ladybugs typically overwinter in big groups on cliffs. And since there aren't many cliffs around here, your house is the next best thing. Looking for warmth, they work their way in through cracks to hunker down in wall voids. Sometimes, however, they work their way into the house where they form clusters. They cause no harm, but they can have an unpleasant odor. I didn't notice an unpleasant odor. In spring, these beneficial insects will exit the same way they came in. But if you want to remove the cluster from inside the house in winter, the best way to collect these good guys for release outdoors is to vacuum them up. Install a clean vacuum bag and cover 2/3 of the exhaust outlet with tape in order to reduce the suction. Because if you suck them up with full power, the poor little things will look like boxers that were left in the ring too long when you dump them out of the bag. Leave it to Cisco to make it funny, huh? So how about that? And that now I've experienced it. I wanted to know what the deal was.
And you want to hold on to ladybugs because they are.
And ladybugs are really good.
Very beneficial.
Yeah, very, very good. Very, very good. Because when I get, I've told you this story as well. No, Mike, you wouldn't have heard the story. But when I get. This is part of my woo-woo stuff. When I do not like to use insecticides and that kind of stuff. And when I get aphids on my roses in the springtime, when the first buds come up, I'll get like, I look at them every day. And then I talk to Mother Nature and ask for something, something to come to take care of the aphids. And, it's fascinating. I mean, the first time I got a little green inchworm that was maybe half an inch, little teeny guy, and I watched him. He just sat there on the bug, and he'd munch an aphid, and then he'd get another one, and then a couple little spiders came that ate aphids, and then a ladybug showed up, and by the next day, they were all gone. And then last year, I think it took a couple of days, but so I haven't had to... use insecticides for that. I call them Mother Nature. But anyway, so ladybugs are one of the little insects that have come to eat my aphids when I have asked for help.
Boy, they're expensive at the store to buy,
too. And last year I tried a different thing because I didn't want to ask for the aphids to be eaten and stuff. Last year I decided to talk to the aphids themselves. And so I offered them one rosebud. I said, you guys can have that rosebud, and that's the only one you get to have. You have to leave every other rosebud alone. And I said, if I catch you, anybody on another rosebud, I'm squishing you. I'll bless you, release you. You come back in another lifetime, but I'm going to squish you. This lifetime's over. And by golly, everybody, I think I found one aphid on another rosebud and said, hey, I warned you. Squish. That was it. They stayed on their one rosebud, and they never messed with any of my other rosebuds.
Probably an anarchist.
Well, yeah, see, I find sometimes they just have to test the water. Yeah, do you really mean it or not?
Yeah. Where are my boundaries?
Yeah.
Squish right there.
There it is. Well, you know, see, I figure that's how we, you know, one of the things that I've learned spiritually from you know, my guru, Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda, is that, and he writes about this in Autobiography of a Yogi, that we have to live millions and millions of lifetimes in order to get to point to even be interested in God realization and spiritual stuff and so forth. Well, I figure, you know, what I do know, a soul in this... this, when you come into the earth plane, you start in the mineral kingdom and then work through the plant kingdom and then into the animal kingdom. But you go first through the insect world and then the wild animals and then the domestic animals and then into the human plane. That's the normal progression. There are exceptions. But anyway, I figure in that when you're going through the insect world, you can knock off a whole bunch of lifetimes real fast. And you learn a lot. Don't mess with Martha. She'll squish you. But she warns you. First, she does it with love. But, you know, anyway, there you go. Okay. All right. Well, we still have some good news. However, in keeping with our unusual schedule today and being on time, go figure on that one. How about we'll just close out this first hour of Animal World, pick up on the other side. And the tip doesn't air until 11 o'clock. If we decide to run it. So this is not going to take very long. So stay right where you are. Hour number one is completed. Hour number two begins shortly. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.